This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Ruling Coalition's Task Force meeting underway at Balwatar. Parliamentary Committee starts taking statement of suspended Chief Justice Rana over impeachment today as well. And U.S. life expectancy falls to the lowest level since 1996. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the ruling coalition parties is underway at the Prime Minister's residence at Balwatar. In the meeting yesterday, the five-party ruling coalition failed to agree on the sharing of seats for the upcoming House of Representatives and provincial assembly elections to be held on November 20. Regular discussions are being held in meetings with top leaders to reach an agreement on the matter. Suspended Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Rana is in Singhadarbar today as well to record his statement in the Impeachment Recommendation Committee under the House of Representatives. The Impeachment Recommendation Committee has prepared 43 questions to be put forth before the suspended Chief Justice. Only 4 questions were dealt with yesterday. He was inquired by the Parliamentary Committee on yesterday as well. Earlier, on 24th of August, the Impeachment Recommendation Committee had decided to summon Rana for interrogation. Rishi Panchami is being celebrated by Nepali women today. The day is being observed on the Bhadra Shukla Panchami by paying homage to the 7 sages including Arundhati. The women get up and head to the neighboring lakes, ponds, rivers and streams in the morning. They take baths in cow dung, mud and ashes and brush their teeth with 365 dativans plant stems. According to Hindu mythology, on the day of Rishi Panchami, worshipping Arundhati, Atri, Gautam, Bhardwaj, Jamadagni, Vasishta, Kashyap and Vishwamitra together with Arundhati can cure any ailment. Vehicular movement along the Mijil Highway has come to a standstill from this morning due to a landslide that occurred at Bapli of Modirula Municipality 5 in Parbat District. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Madhusudan Upani, said the highway has been completely blocked due to a landslide following incessant rainfall for the past 3 days. The problem has surfaced to clear the landslip debris and resume traffic as rainfall is still taking place. The dozer and excavator are on standby to remove landslide debris. Nupani added that works to remove landslide debris would be started once the rain stops. Passengers heading towards their destinations have been stranded due to the landslide. Earlier, the landslide had occurred in the same place on Tuesday. A pedestrian died when a jeep hit him in Bajang on Wednesday. The deceased has been identified as Gagan Ojeda of Bitachir Municipality 9. DSP at District Police Office Jageshwar Bhandari said that a jeep bound to Bagthala from Kedar Seur Municipality 1, Deura Bazar, knocked on the pedestrian while he was walking along the bazar area. Police said Ojeda died on the spot. Jeep driver Dipendra Dhami, a resident of Bungal Municipality 6, had been at large after the incident. Dengue and scrub typhus cases have significant increase in Birganj in Parsa. According to Narayani Hospital's senior doctor, Dr. Uday Narayan Singh, the hospital diagnoses positive cases of the diseases almost every day. As he said, most of the patients are from outside the town. Medical professionals are worried to see the rising cases of these diseases. The hospital lately diagnoses 50 to 20 cases of dengue and scrub typhus on a daily basis. Dr. Singh said high fever, chills, muscle, body and joint pain and rash are some common symptoms of the diseases. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The UN has accused China of serious human rights violations in a long-awaited report into allegations of abuse in Xinjiang province. China has urged the UN not to release the report, with Beijing calling it a farce arranged by Western powers. The report assesses claims of abuse against Uyghur Muslims and other ethnic minorities, which China denies. But investigators said they found credible evidence of torture possibly amounting to crimes against humanity. The report was released on Michelle Bachelet's final day on the job after 4 years as the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights. Her team's report accused China of using vague national security laws to clamp down on the rights of minorities and establishing systems of arbitrary detention. It said prisoners had been subjected to patterns of ill treatment, which included incidents of sexual and gender-based violence. Russia has completely halted gas supplies to Europe via major pipeline, saying repairs are needed. The Russian state-owned energy giant Gazprom said the restrictions on the Nord Stream 1 pipeline would last for the next 3 days. Russia has already significantly reduced gas exports via the pipeline. It denies accusations it has used energy supplies as a weapon of war against Western countries. The Nord Stream 1 pipeline stretches 1,200 km on the Baltic Sea from the Russian coast near St. Petersburg to northeastern Germany. The pipeline was shut down for 10 days in July, again for repairs according to Russia, and has recently been operating at just 20% capacity because of what Russia describes as faulty equipment. The president of Germany's network regulator has said the country will be able to cope if Russia resumes delivery in the coming days. U.S. life expectancy has fallen to the lowest level seen since 1996, continuing a steep decline largely driven by the COVID-19 pandemic. Government data showed life expectancy at birth now stands at 76.1 compared to 79 in 2019. That is the steepest two-year decline in a century. COVID-19 was the main contributing factor, according to U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data. Life expectancy of Native Americans and Alaska Natives fell by 2 years. According to provisional data, life expectancy fell by 2.7 years between 2019 and 2021. Deaths from heart disease, chronic liver disease, and suicides were also significant contributors. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Province 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces, and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Province 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces, and chances of heavy rainfall in one or two places of the Province 1, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling Coalition's Task Force meeting underway at Balwatar. Parliamentary Committee starts taking statement of suspended Chief Justice Rana over impeachment today as well, and U.S. life expectancy falls to the lowest level since 1996. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gb.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.